to you about what's going on with the TMG co-op partnership. Can you divulge?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the formation of the partnership is based on cooperative spirit, cultural alignment, mm-hmm. and really looking to connect credit unions to scale, to intuitive, innovative technology on every facet that they need. Mm-hmm. Payments, you know, with the our partnership, we've been able to reach out more. We are now collectively serving more than 4,000 credit unions. What? You know, co-op already had with their vast network. So it has allowed TMG to kind of provide technology for front intuitive full-service credit mm-hmm, processing mm-hmm. and all the innovative technology that goes around analytics, around customization, transaction management. So it's been really, really a great way to bring a great value to the industry.
Indeed, indeed. And so how is that? How is it working? I mean, how long has the partnership been going on, and how is it working?
Well, it's been 4 years, okay. and as part of that, we've been collectively able to go with a unified purpose mm-hmm. and a unified value proposition that's like nothing other within mm-hmm. the industry mm-hmm. to bring in the best of all worlds within payments. Mm-hmm. You know, they have such a great network. They have shared branching. They have debit processing, and we bring in full service credit and everything else that wraps around that. So at a single point of engagement with either entity, the credit unions can have all of the things, I call it the goodies that are in our collective goodie bag. No, so it has really made that that process of engagement, partnership for the credit union very simple, very easy. And again, it's rooted into the people, helping people, the purpose. I mean, all collectively, we shared that mm-hmm. philosophy very intuitively and mm-hmm. just not superficially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it has helped more credit unions to grow. Most of our clients have shown enormous growth just within their debit and credit card portfolio, moving them through the EMV conversion, making that be easy and simple, mm-hmm. Making those waves more headache-free for our clients. Those are all the, I mean, we all know within the payments front, EMV was a pretty big initiative for many, not only for credit unions, but also the cardholder and members, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So how could we make that more simple and easy mm-hmm. and yet move them to that next iteration of payments? Mm-hmm. And then what else is coming around there? We're constantly looking and collaborating. Like you heard about the recent study that we have commissioned around distributed ledger. So mm-hmm. Those are all the innovation of being very thoughtful around what we know and what we don't know, what we are seeing in the periphery. Mm-hmm. How can we kind of grab it and be ahead of it and be thoughtful, be reflectful, mm-hmm. and then connect the industry to that? Because yeah. that's what co-op does best, is they have the aggregation mm-hmm. and where TMG brings in this in integration perspective. Mm-hmm. So together we make a really good value proposition in the marketplace.
Awesome. I love to hear stuff like that. I love to hear how people are working together. All right, tell me about this blockchain. You referred to it, mm-hmm. the blockchain study with co-op, and to help credit unions make heads or tails of blockchain. It yeah. must be, I could imagine credit unions out there, their heads are spinning. Like, what is going on? And what is this thing?
Exactly. Well, you know, that's the power of collective partnership that we have. We definitely feel that distributed ledger or blockchain has a purpose and a place in the broader commerce and other facets mm-hmm. of our economy. Mm-hmm. The component we want to understand is how can that be applicable and usable and scalable mm-hmm. Within a regulated environment that we live in today. Mm-hmm. So through this joint study that we are commissioning with an independent consultant mm-hmm. who has worked globally and seeing what other facets of the industries are using, mm-hmm. and we will learn, and we are actually going to do some use cases, just not payment centric. Okay. We will look into the broader facet, where it can be applicable to the lending, whether collection, whether settlement, whether channel proliferation, whether maybe digital aspect of things. So then we will then share the insight with the industry, and then our intention is to really test and iterate and see, start with the simple and easy type of use cases and see what the value and what the learning is. Mm-hmm. We heard from the speakers that you have to fail fast and you have to fail hard and you have to learn and move forward. Learn. But we just want to be able to learn and understand that in a thoughtful way, and then educate and then take on some of those initiatives under the belt and keep it moving.
Exactly. Keeping it moving. I like that. All right. Speaking of keeping it moving, you guys are moving, always moving in the right direction. You won an award. What's a Stevie Award? Congratulations. Yeah. Tell me about this.
What a surprise. It was just, for me, it was just like from nowhere. Yeah. Obviously, American Business Association Association awarded TMG for our record growth in 2015. There were about, I believe, some 3,500 nominations were submitted from all facets of the industry, wow. just not financial or payments. Wow. And the category, we won bronze award for companies 2,500 and under. Mm-hmm. We released a press release, but essentially for the work we have done in propelling and leading the EMV conversion. Mm-hmm. As you know, TMG universe, we have 90% of our clients are EMV chip compliant. Mm-hmm. We actually led the chip wave to make it simple in that process. Okay. We worked in the EMV migration forum with other big 10 issuers and other associations. And also the work we are doing around the real-time analytics to really get credit unions to understand and be engaged in the big data revolution mm-hmm. that everyone's talking about, that mm-hmm. how do you move along that maturity curve and start playing around and really using this data glut that is out there. It's like ever-growing, and there's a lot of predictive power to it, but it doesn't do any good if you don't use it. So we're trying to kind of dab into all of those emerging front of technology that is shaping our industry, shaping the lives of members. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can stay relevant is to have the courage and the boldness to engage and show that we are a progressive and innovative industry and we collaborate. Yes. So those are all the facets we're recognized as part of this recognition. So mm-hmm. there will be a gala in June in New York where we'll be officially recognized along with other recipients of the award. So very exciting.
Shazia, you are very inspiring. You know that? You're like an inspiration speaker. Oh, you know, it's amazing.
Thank you.
Your energy is infectious. All right, last question. I just had to throw that in there. Last question here. I'm asking everybody, what do you want to accomplish here? What's your mission here at Think 16?
Thinking, thoughts. Okay. I think most often those of us who are within any confinement of matured industry, which financial institutions or payments, we've been kind of operating the way we do. Often we rely on memory as a clutch to find solution. Yeah. We have to stop and see that not always memory, we have to substitute memory or past success put aside and start thinking because underlying conditions are new. So what worked in the past, memory storage bank may not be relevant. Mm-hmm. So thinking is really, and there's been some great speaker, whether it's Gary or the lady who spoke this morning from Fast Company. Lots of nuggets. So mm-hmm. how my intention is I try to always come into a think to take maybe one or two things that I will go back and I will have a way to move it forward. So I got two. Awesome. So I'm going to push those two forward. I know that.
Awesome. Great message to end on, Shazia. Thank you so much. I mean, like